Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development in the world of finance, the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee has made its first decision of the financial year 2026-27, and it is one that will have far-reaching implications for the Indian economy. First, let's take a look at what this decision entails. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by Governor Sanjay Malhotra, has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25% with a neutral stance. What makes this significant is that this pause comes after 125 basis points of cumulative cuts since February 2025, which is the most aggressive easing cycle since 2019. But why does this matter? It matters because this decision is driven by the spillover effects of the US-Israel-Iran conflict, energy shock, and rupee pressure, which is currently hovering around 95 rupees per dollar. Now, let us turn to another important development that has been making headlines. A 9-judge constitution bench led by CJI Surya Kant has begun hearing the Sabarimala review case, revisiting the 2018 Indian Young Lawyers Association v. State of Kerala verdict that allowed women aged 10 to 50 entry to the temple. This is a critical case that touches on Articles 25 and 26 of the Constitution, which deal with freedom of religion, as well as Article 14, which deals with equality. The bench will hear review petitioners from April 7th to 9th, opposing parties from April 16th to 17th, and rejoinders on 21st April. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, let us look at a major milestone achieved by India's nuclear program. The prototype Fast Breeder Reactor, or PFBR, at Kalpakkam has achieved first criticality, marking India's entry into the second stage of its three-stage nuclear program. What is significant about this reactor is that it is a 500 MV sodium-cooled reactor that uses mixed oxide, or MOX, fuel of uranium-238 and plutonium-239. This makes India only the second country after Russia to operate a commercial-scale fast breeder reactor, a feat that has been achieved by the Bharatiya Nabhikya Urja Vishay Nigam Limited, or Bhavini. Now, let us look at a development that has the potential to boost India's renewable energy sector. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the financial years 2026-27 to 2032-31. With an outlay of 2,584.60 crore rupees and a target of 1,500 megawatts capacity. Crucially, the northeastern states and border districts will get higher central financial assistance to the tune of 3.6 crore rupees per megawatt or 30% of the cost, with a maximum of 30 crore rupees per project, compared to 2.4 crore rupees per megawatt or 20% for other states. Building on this, let us examine a new strategy released by the Niti Aayog. The Niti Aayog has released India's Blue Economy Strategy for Harnessing Deep Sea and Offshore Fisheries, a phased framework that aims to develop fishing in India's Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, and international waters. What is worth noting here is that India is the world's second largest fish producer, accounting for 8% of global output, with seafood exports worth 62,408 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. India's coastline spans 11,099 kilometers and its EEZ covers 24 lakh square kilometers. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of a new policy notified by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The ministry has notified the new TV rating policy 2026, which replaces the 2014 guidelines. Key changes include the requirement of 50% independent directors on rating agency boards, a reduction in the net worth threshold from 20 crore rupees to 5 crore rupees, and an increase in the sample size to 80,000 metered homes in 18 months, with a target of 1.20 lakh. Landing page viewership will also be excluded from measurements. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Moody's Ratings has lowered India's financial year 2027 GDP growth projection by 80 basis points to 6.0%, citing the impact of the West Asia conflict on energy prices. The inflation forecast has been revised to 4.8% for the financial year 2027, compared to 2.4% in the financial year 2026. The current account deficit, or CAD, estimate is 1 to 1.5% of GDP for the calendar years 2026 and 2027. The Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, food price index averaged 128.5 points in March 2026, up 2.4% month-on-month, marking the second consecutive monthly increase. Vegetable oil prices jumped 5.1%, the highest since June 2022, while sugar prices rose 7.2% on the Brazilian ethanol crude oil linkage. India is expected to hit record wheat production. Now, let us turn to a global observance that has significant implications for public health. World Health Day, observed annually on 7 April since 1950, marks the founding of the World Health Organization, or WHO, in 1948. The 2026 observance focuses on health equity and climate health linkages. The WHO is headquartered in Geneva, and its Director General is Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. India is a founding member of the WHO. Finally, let us look at a development that has the potential to boost India's trade and economic ties with another country. Denis Manturov, the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, visited India from April 2 to 3 and co-chaired the Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation, or IRIKTEC, with the External Affairs Minister, S. Jaishankar. Discussions covered trade, energy, fertilizers, connectivity, and critical minerals, building on the December 2025-23 India-Russia Annual Summit. This is a favorite prelims fact. The IRIKTEC is a key platform for India-Russia cooperation. Remember this number, 62,408 crore rupees, the value of India's seafood exports in the financial year 2024-25. Note this carefully. The FAO Food Price Index has been increasing for 2 consecutive months. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to stay updated on current events as they have a significant impact on various aspects of India's development, from economy to public health. In conclusion, these developments have far-reaching implications for India's economy, public health, and strategic position, and it is crucial to stay informed about these issues to understand the complexities of the world we live in. The connections between these events are multifaceted, and understanding them is essential for a deeper insight into the world of current affairs.